Blog Talk Radio.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus.
It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe aleph lamnatzeyah al hagittit le'asaf, 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 le'asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu l'Elohim, uzzenu, 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 uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
Sweet my soul, as long as I live,
I shall see.
my two jaw will strike me down. Yes, I have places to go. Yes, I'm a lot of things to do. If you think I'd give it up now, as long as I live,
I shall see. As long as I live, and as long as
he put a song in my heart, yes I know. Come along people, good seeds will sow. I don't care what they do or say, I never stop singing, oh no, no way. Someday I will get my pay, as long as I live.
I shall sing, as long as I live, and as long as I
and when they would come in, they went up into an upper room.
Now I'll be breaking bread, sipping man and Chevy's wine. Ain't no mind, party like it's 1999. But when they come down, the ground beat like Palestine. Say your rhyme, let's see if they get you out your mind. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church of Lalabella, singing hymns a cappella. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church of Lalabella, singing hymns a cappella. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church of Lalabella, singing hymns a cappella. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church of Lalabella, singing hymns a cappella. Now I'ma
I love this. Deuteronomy 28 verse 68. And the Most High shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. By the way whereof I speak unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. Egypt. Yeah man. This is talking about the spiritual Egypt. America. The house of bondage.
Oh. That's how our Western journey began.
Yeah man. Israel gone captivity for breaking your law. We were driven out of Israel by the Roman Empire. Seek them refuge in our West Africa. Then the Arab and the Amite sold us to Esau. Then pack us on the slave ship to America. Enslave us, fire on the slave master. But the scripture said you must be a fierce slaughter. For the iniquities of your forefathers.
It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha al-Hagetit la'asof haninu l'Elohim uze haru L'Elohe Yaakov Su Zemra Utnetof Kino Naim El Navel Tiku Vahoresh Shofa Bakese Leyom Hage Ki Hoh La Yisrael Hu Mishpot L'Elohe Yaakov Edut Bihosef Sam Bazit Alweet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasiroti Misavel Shikim Kape Midud Tavona Batzara, Karata, Vahalze, Im, Basita, Raam, Echan, Alme, Mriva, Sela, Shema, Ame, Veeda, Ba, Yisrael, Im, Tishmale, Lo Yiye, V, El, Za, Vilo, Tishtahave Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Me'eret Mizraim Hahefpe Va'amale Veloshama Ame Lakole Vizrael Lo avale. Va acharche bishwerut leba yaku bimboazote. Lu ame shomea li Yisrael birwake yahaleko. Kimat oeve aknea. Val Zore Ashiv Yadi Mazane Yahava Yaka Hashulo Vihe ita lolom. Vaya akile mihalev chita umizur devash asbeye.
To me, they embody like the best parts of music, like a philosophy, you know, ideal roots music, you know, and a place to put your aggression.
Everything that moveth and liveth on the earth. all of my family are music. I'm still seeing them high. This is the type of intention of them high. Or what music is. We don't know if they have them look then, but when you know which musician you can look and know if he's a real musician. More than guy will just come in it and a hustle it. Yeah, I'm a new musician.
Rabbi Sabbatical Studies, and for this Shabbat Strong, Korach, Korach, Hebrew first words, Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom, Hebrew first words here for the 38th, this 38th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding and annual Rastafari Sabbatical Studies, and for this Shabbat Strong, Korach, Korach. Hebrew first words here as we pick up with Numbers, the fourth book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar, the cipher, the book in the wilderness. So we pick up with Numbers chapter 16, Chavarim. Hebrew first words here. Vayikach Korach Bein Yitzhar Bein Kehat Bein Lewi Ve Datan Ve Abiram Bnei Eliab Ve On Bein Pelet Bnei Reuben. Now, Korah, Korach, Hebrew first words, Vayikach, Korach. And Korah took, literally the Hebrew first words, and Korah took, and he took men. Now, Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Lewi, Levi, with Datan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Pelet, sons of Reuben, took men. Hebrew first words here for this 38th RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, for this Shabbat Strong, this weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, Hebrew first words. Now, Korah, Vayikach, Korach, Bein Yitzhar, Bein Kehat, Bein Lewi, with Datan, with Abiram, Bnei Eliab, we're on. Bain Pelet, Bnei Reuben. Now Korah took men. Now Korah, Vayikach, Korach, 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 Korach.
Glorify, glorify thy name. Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflasya!
The whole place is due for
sabbatical study. This Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. 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 All right, sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong, Korach, Korach, Hebrew first words.
Chapter 16. Now Korah the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On the son of Peleg, sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. And he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, Even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take you censers, Korah and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, Hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi. Seemeth it but a small thing unto you, that the God of Israel hath separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them? And he hath brought thee near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee. And seek ye the priesthood also? For which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron that ye murmur against him? Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, We will not come up. Is it a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us? Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, Respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, Be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron, tomorrow. And take every man his censer and put incense in them, and bring ye before the Lord every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also and Aaron, each of you his censer. And they took every man his censer, and put fire in him, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. Fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the congregation, saying, Get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. And they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, Hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them. For they said, Lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. The censers of these sinners against their own souls, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the altar. For they offered them before the Lord, therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign unto the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers wherewith they that were burnt had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial unto the children of Israel, that no stranger which is not of the seed of Aaron come near to offer incense before the Lord, that he be not as Korah and as his company, as the Lord said to him by the hand of Moses. But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, Ye have killed the people of the Lord. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said unto Aaron, Take a censer, and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them, for there is wrath gone out from the Lord, the plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on incense, and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the plague was stayed, 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 plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed.
Civilization is not complete without its art, the highest form of expression. expression of human intelligence. You have become complacent, sitting down and allowing the other nations to run away with everything. You have become a bunch of consumers. You are creators. Rise up, mighty people, accomplish what you will. Without confidence, you're twice defeated in the reign of life.
Let's cook away the voice. Let's cook away the voice. Let's cook away the voice. Up the
have today's daily psalm. We have psalm 9 according to the royal order.
Psalm 26. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving, and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord.
Yes. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 26 here for Thursday podcast, Upper Room of Zion podcast. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 26, and also this 38th sabbatical study for Korah. So we're going to write off the Royal Amharic right here, double-wise, and then go through verse by verse, pick up a little bit more after reviewing this Korah, crazy bald head, Korah, the Israelite rebellion against the proper leadership of Yahuwah, as it was then, is it like that nowadays? But here, let's ride up.
Mazmur 25, Bekenis 26, Yedawit Mazmur. አቤቱ እኔ በየዋሃቴ ሄጃለሁና ፍረድልኝ በእግዚአብሔርም ማምኛለሁና አልናወጥ አቤቱ ፍተነኝ መርምረኝም ኩላሊቴንና ልቤን ፍታ ምህረትህ በአይኔ ፊት ነውና በእውነትህም ተመላለስ በከንቱ ሸንጎ አልተቀመጥሁም ካመጸኞችም ጋር አልገባሁም የክፎችን ማህበር ጠላሁ ከዝንጎችም ጋር አልቀመጥሁም እጆቼን በንጽህና አጥባለሁ አቤቱ መሠዊያህን ዞራለሁ የምስጋናን ድምጽ እሰማ ዘንድ ታምራትህንም ሁሉ እነግር ዘንድ አቤቱ የቤትህን ስፍራ የክብርህንም ማደሪያ ቦታ ወደድ ከኃጢአተኞች ጋር ነፍሴን ከደም ሰዎችም ጋር ሕይወቴን አታጥፋ በእጃቸው ተንኮል አለባቸው ቀኛቸውም መማለጃ ተሞልታለች እኔ ግን በየዋሃቴ ሄጃለሁ አድነኝ ማረኝ እግሮቼ በቅንነት ቆመዋልና አቤቱ በማህበር አመሰግንሃል
Psalm 26 Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency. so will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic. But who want the next verse with Amharic.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
مزمور 25 بقنف 26 يداويت مزمور عبيتو اني بيوهاتي هجال لهنا فرد اللي بقزيابير مامين يال لهنا لناوت عبيتو فتنين مرمرين كلالتين النال بين فتن مهرته بعيني فيتنونا بقونتهم تمل علسو بكنتو شنقو عالتكمتكم كامت انيو تشمقار عالقبهم የክፎችን ማህበር ጠላ ከዝንጎችም ጋር አልቀመጥም እጆቼን በንጽህና አጥባለሁ አቤቱ መሰዊያህን ዞራለሁ የምስጋናን ድምጽ እሰማ ዘንድ ታምራትህንም ሁሉ እነግር ዘንድ አቤቱ የቤትህን ስፍራ የክብርህንም ማደሪያ ቦታ ወደድሁ ከኃጢአተኞች ጋር ነፍሴን ከደም ሰዎችም ጋር ህይወቴን አታጥፋ በእጃቸው ተንኮል አለባቸው አኛቸውም መማለጃ ተሞልታለች እኔ ግን በየዋሃቴ ሄጃለሁ አድነኝ ማረኝም እግሮቼ በቅንነት ቆመዋልና አቤቱ በማህበር አመሰግናለሁ
ለገሹን አገረሹ መምለክ መምለገሹን ዘንጋሽዌ ኢትዮጵያ መናሽ you know but who want the next verse with Amharic.
Teach me, teacher. Each higher than I am a teacher.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Slanta, Tenayestavin, greetings, Yezare Mezmor. Today's psalm, Mezmor Haya Sidist, from the Mezmor of Dawit, the Book of the Seven Seals of Karmawi Karmawi, Haile Selassie, from the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible. We have Ye Nitzuch So Tzelot. Ye Nitzuch So Tzelot. Prayer of an innocent man. Prayer of the upright. Yeah, Dawit Mezmor, a psalm of David. Kuteran, verse 1. Abetu, ine be yawahate jalhuna, fredelin, be exiavirima amyalhuna al nawet. Judge I, O Abetu, I, Father's Father, O Father of the house.
Ene beyohate hejalahunna, for I have walked in mine integrity. Ene beyohate hejalahunna, for reddaling, judge I, for reddaling, judge for I. Be egziabi rimma amyalahunna al nawitim. I have trusted in Egziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father. Therefore, I shall not slide. Al nawet ut erhulet, verse 2. Avetu fitenenya mera merenyim kulalitena levena fiten. Examine I, Avetu, I, Father, his Father, O Father, the house. And prove I, examine I, test I, investigate I, kulalite na levena fiten, try my kidneys, my emotions, and my heart, and my mind, kulalite na levena fiten, kuter source, verse 3. Mihiretehi ba'ayne fitna winna ba'unetehima temelalesuhu. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes. Mihiretehi ba'ayne fitna winna. And I have walked in thy truth, in thy reality. Ba'unetehim temelalesuhu kuter arat. Bekentu shengo al tekemetuhu, ka'amet enyochim gara al gebahum. I have not sat with vain persons. Bekentu shengo in a vain shengo assembly al tekemetuhu. I have not sat ka'amet enyochim gara al gebahum. Neither will I go in with dissemblers, with rebels. Ka'amet enyochim, with the lawless. Ka'amet enyochim gar al gebahum. Kuter amist. Verse 5. Yekufuochinna machibarat elah. Kazin guochim magara al gemetim. I have hated, objectively speaking, I have hated Yekufuochin Machiver Telahu. I've hated the congregation of evildoers. Kazin Guochim Gara Alek Emetim. And will not sit with the wicked, with the hypocrites. Kazin Guochim Gara Alek Emetim. Kuter Sidist. Verse 6. Ejochin be nitzhina at abalu avetu. Mesawiyahin zoralu. I will wash mine hands in innocency. Ejochin, my hands, ejochin be nitzhina at abalu. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, our dear to our Father, his Father, O Father, O Ab of the house. Masawiyahin zorazo, I will go about thine altar. Kuter Sabbat, verse 7. Ye miskanana dintra semazen, tamratehinim hulu negerzen, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving, the voice of miskana, of thanks and praise, yeah, miskanana dintzai samazen, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving, yeah, miskanana dintzai samazen, tamratehinim hulu enegerzen, and that I may tell, that I may tell of all thy wondrous works, tamrate nim hulu enegerzen. Kuter cement, verse 8. Abetu yebetehina sifra yekubrehinim maderia bota wededhu. Lord, abetu, my Father, his Father, O Father of the house, abetu yebetehina sifra yekubrehinim maderia bota wededhu. I have loved the habitation of thy house, yebetehinna sifra, am the place where thine honor dwelleth. Ye kubrehinim amaderia bota wadeddehu. Kuter zeteng. Verse 9. Kahat yatenyo chigara nefsin. Kadema sawochim gara hiwetin atatifa. Gather not my soul, destroy not my soul with the uckers, with the sinners, with the lackers. Kahat yatenyo chigara nefsin. Nor my life with bloody men. Kadem sawochim gara hiwetin atatifa. Kuter Asa, verse 10. Bejacho atenquela lebacho. Kenyacho wima memaleja temol talech. In whose hands is mischief. Bejacho tenquela lebacho. And their right hand is full of bribes. Kenyacho wima memaleja temol talech. Kutarasara an, verse 11. Henegin, the Yohate Jalo, Adnenye Marenyem. But as for me, Henegin, I will walk in mine integrity, the Yohate Jalo. Redeem me, save me, Adnenye, and be merciful to me, Marenyem. And again, the Yohate Jalo, Adnenye, Marenyem. Kutarasara Hulet, verse 12. Egroche bekineta komawalina avietu bemachibera mesegin halo. My foot standeth in an even place. Egroche bekineta komawalina. In the congregations, the aggregation, the society, will I bless. Ave to my father, his father, O father of the house. Ave to be machiber, amesegin halo, be machiber, machiber, the congregation, the machiber, the society. Ave to be machiber, amesegin halo, 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 amesegin halo.
Here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king. Here, from the King of Kings Bible, the Metzaf Kedus. Today's daily psalm, native speaker, Abraham Chebude. Hear this.
Mazmur Hayamist, Bekenif Hayasidist. Yedawit Mazmur. አቤቱ እኔ በየዋሃቴ ሄጃለሁና ፍረድልኝ በእግዚአብሔርም አምኛለሁና አልናወጥም አቤቱ ፍተነኝ መርምረኝም ኩላሊቴንና ልቤን ፍተን ምህረትህ በአይኔ ፊት ነውና በእውነትህም ተመላለሱ በከንቱ ሸንጎ አልተቀመጥሁም ካመፀኞችም ጋር አልገባሁም የክፉዎችን ማህበር ጠላሁ ከዝንጎዎችም ጋር አልቀመጥም እጆቼን በንጽህና አጥባለሁ አቤቱ መሠዊያህን ዞራለሁ የምስጋናን ድምጽ እሰማ ዘንድ ታምራትህንም ሁሉ እነግር ዘንድ አቤቱ የቤትህን ስፍራ የክብርህንም ማደሪያ ቦታ ወደድሁ ከኃጢአተኞች ጋር ነፍሴን ከደም ሰዎችም ጋር ሕይወቴን አታጥፋ በእጃቸው ተንኮል አለባቸው ቀኛቸውም መማለጃ ተሞልታለች እኔ ግን በየዋሃቴ ሄጃለሁ አድነኝ ማረኝም እግሮቼ በቅንነት ቆመዋልና አቤቱ በማህበር አመሰግንሃለሁ
One more time, double eyes right here, Nyabingi flutes right here, and drums. Today's daily psalm, Royal Amharic in English, aside.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Degana, again, hear this. Today's daily song.
Mazmur Hayamist, Bekenis, Ayasidist, Yedawit Mazmur. አቤቱ እኔ በየዋሃቴ ሄጃለሁና ፍረድልኝ በእግዚአብሔርም አምኛለሁና አልናወጥ አቤቱ ፍተነኝ መርምረኝም ኩላሊቴንና ልቤን ፍታ ምህረትህ በአይኔ ፊት ነውና በእውነትህም ተመላለስ በከንቱ ሸንጎ አልተቀመጥኩም ከአመፀኞችም ጋር አልገባሁም የክፉዎችን ማህበር ጠላሁ ከዝንጎዎችም ጋር አልቀመጥም እጆቼን በንጽህና አጥባለሁ አቤቱ መሠዊያህን እዞራለሁ የምስጋናን ድምፅ እሰማ ዘንድ ታምራትህንም ሁሉ እነግር ዘንድ አቤቱ የቤትህን ስፍራ የክብርህንም ማደሪያ ቦታ ወደድሁ ከኃጢአተኞች ጋር ነፍሴን ከደም ሰዎችም ጋር ሕይወቴን አታጥፋ በእጃቸው ተንኮል አለባቸው ቀኛቸውም መማለጃ ተሞልታለች እኔ ግን በየዋሃቴ ሄጃለሁ አድነኝ ማረኝ እግሮቼ በቅንነት ቆመዋልና አቤቱ በማኅበር አመሰግንሃለሁ
Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord. That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord.
Left up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Oh, yes, I. Shalom, Havarim, shalom, Ami. Greetings, my people. Today is Ari Winnu, is Ari Mezmor. Today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 26. We have Mizmor Kaf Vav. Some say Kaf Vav. More correctly, Mizmor Kaf Wow. Kaf Wow. Psalm XXVI. Psalm 26. According to the Sefer Tehillim. And it's themed Plea of the Upright. Today's daily psalm is seen as the plea, how do you plead? This is the plea of the upright. Psalm Kaf Wow, Kaf Vav, Kaf Wow, 26th psalm. It has been suggested that a time of national calamity was the occasion of this touching mizmor, this touching psalm. Psalm Kaf Wow, 26th Psalm. Based on this hypothesis, a pestilence was raging in the land, which threatened the righteous, the tzaddikan, the tzaddikim. and the wicked, the Rishaim, and the Kufuot, both the righteous and the wicked alike, were threatened by a pestilence that was raging in the land. And conscious of his integrity, the psalmist and I and I, and we pray to be spared. Now, the interpretation, some say, this interpretation may not be quite convincing to each and all who have studied this. And it is more satisfactory, it is said, to read the composition, today's daily psalm, as voicing the uneasiness which a good man, a man who seeks to do good, one who has the yetzer ha-tov, the inclination to the good, inevitably vibes and perceives and receives and is sense able to or feels in the midst of evil. His steadfastness, firmness is tested. He has a sense of insecurity. His mind is beset by doubts. In such circumstances and situations, he instinctively turns to Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, to source. Be still and gnosis, for the moral and physical and physical support. So we have a plea, today's daily psalm, a plea of the upright, protestation of integrity, and a prayer right here for protection. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim. Greetings, brothers and sisters, and associates. So here we have Psalm 26. Psalm 26, and just bringing out that overview, you know, to the studied view of today's daily psalm, how it has a lot to do in some interpretation for plague that was raging in the land. And that right there immediately resonated with this 38th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong and the Korah. Rebellion, you know, the crazy, you say the crazy, there's like the crazy bald head rebellion based on the Hebrew meanings of the name Korach. And when Aaron, after the judgment came through, you know, there was the murmuring of the people and how Yahweh sought to destroy them for their continual grumbling and complaining and lack of gratefulness. And it seems like just a lack of awareness of what the reason, right, for this wilderness experience really was, that Moses and Aaron, upon hearing Yahuwah seeking to destroy Jah people, they once again fell on their faces and prayed. And Moshe said to Aharon to get his censer, his fire pan, and to get the Aish, the Issat, the fire from the altar and the Aishans, and to burn it in the midst of the people. And the plague was stayed. So that theme right there brought out from the introductory notes of today's daily psalm, from the Sefer Tehillim, from the book of the Psalter right there, concerning one reason and perspective of today's daily psalm, Psalm 26, that it was because of some plague that was going to devastate the righteous and the wicked at the same time. So here, just to make that connection, today's daily psalm, Psalm 26, concerning the plague that was going to devastate both the righteous and wicked, or with the whole community of Israel in the 38th sabbatical study for Korah, after judgment on Korah, Datan, Abiram, the 250 chieftains from the 12 tribes of Israel who sought to burn the Aishans, and basically to overthrow Moshe and Aharon and the high priest, and we could say the Christ, the Hebrew Christ, the anointed one, the appointed and anointed one in the wilderness. So right here, like to ride up right here, just go through some of the Hebrew. We call this the kere, to kara, to call out, to read, the kere, going to the reading from the Hebrew, and then get into some more of the Midrash right here.
Whom shall he teach knowledge?
Precept on precept.
And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
And they would not hear. So in spite and despite them not hearing, even this Torah reading and feeding, the heart of hearing, the heart of obedience, still, for we in Yahweh, truth and life, line upon line, precept upon precept. So here, the Hebrew.
Mizmor kaf vav, mizmor kaf wow. Le David, shafteini hova ki ani, vitumi ahalakati, ubay hova batachati, lo emaad. Bechaneni hoa weanaseni Tse rofa kiliotaya weelipi Ki chasideka le neged oinai Wehita halaketia ba emiteka Lo yeshavti aima miteya shav ואימא נאל עמים לא אבו שנאתיה כחלה מארעימה ואימא רשעים לא אשב ארחת בניקיון הכפי וסובבה את המזבחתקי יחווה לשמיעה בכל התודה ולספר כל הנפלאותיך יהוה אהבתי מעון ביתך ומקום המשכן כבודך על תאסוף האם חטאים נפשיו, האם אנשי אדמים חיי, אשר בידיהם זימה, וימינם מלאה שחד. ואני ותומי אלק, פעתני וחנני. Ragalia amda bea mishora bea makahelima avareki Yahuwa. Thank you.
with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips.
This is what kind of cause a thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring.
Mizmor Kaf Wow. Mizmor Kaf Vav. Mizmor Kaf Wow. Psalm 26. Psalm XXVI. Today's psalm. Mizmor Kaf Wow. A psalm of David. Judge me, O Lord. Le David. Shafteini Yahuwah. Judge me, judge I. Shafteini Yahuwah. Shafteini Yahuwah. Judge I, O Jehovah, O he who be, who he be, here, here, here. Today's psalm, first part of the Aleph, the first verse, Hebraically, of David, Le David, Shafteini, Yehovah, Judge I, Shafteini, Yahweh, O Jehovah. But did not David also say, even in Psalm 143:2, enter not into judgment with thy servant. Did not David say, even here in Mizmor Kof Mem, Gimel Kof Mem Gamel, Psalm 143, Psalm CXLIII, here, the bait verse, Wa'al Tavo B'mishapata Etta Avdeka, and enter not. We al tavo, and I enter not. We al tavo, into judgment. Be mishpat, be mishpat, be mishpat. Enter not into judgment. Et abdeka, et abdeka, with abdeka, with the I male servant. Did not David say, enter not into judgment with thy servant, in Psalm 143, verse 2? The two verses here, they mean that David said to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, said to the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Blessed be He, Baruch Hu, Ribon, Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, judge me, judge I, when thou judgest Harasha, the Ratchet, the Defiant, Harasha, but enter not into judgment of me, of I, when the I judgest Hatzadik, judges the righteous, Hatzadikim, the righteous ones. And here, Midrash note on today's psalm, Mizmor Kaf Wow, Psalm 26. He, David, he was afraid of the contrast between him and Hatzadik, and the righteous one, Hatzadikim, the righteous ones. So, Lot did not wish to live near Abraham because the contrast between them was extreme. Here, Midrash note to David, to what David said in these two verses, the opening verse, a psalm of David. Shafteini Yehovah, judge I, O Jehovah. But did not David also say, Wal tavo b'mishpata et avdeka, enter not into judgment with thy servant, in Psalm 143, verse 2. The two verses mean that David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon, Shel HaOlami, judge me, judge I, Shafteini, when thou, the I judges Harasha, the ratchet, the defiant ones, the wicked, but enter not into judgment, Wa'al Tavo B'mishpat, enter not into judgment of me, of I, when thou, the I, judgest the righteous. Here, the Midrash note, he was afraid of the contrast between him and the righteous. So, Lot did not wish to live near Abraham, because the contrast between them was extreme. Here, Bereshith Rabbah, Genesis Rabbah 50:11. Or they mean that Dawid said these two verses, Psalm 26, verse 1, and Psalm 143 and 2. Judge me, O Jehovah, Shafteini Yehovah, when thou art proceeding in judgment of me, of I. But once having judged me, judge thy, do not again enter into judgment of me, do not again enter into judgment of I. Another comment. Consider what scripture says elsewhere. Zehua she'amar hakatub. Even in the Mashal and Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1, that reads, whoso loveth correction, loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. Whoso loveth correction, loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. Brute-ish. Hear, hear, hear. Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, the Yod Beit, chapter 12, hear, 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 the first verse. Ohei musar, ohei da'at, we soneya tokachata ba'ar, whoso loveth knowledge, ohei musar, ohei, one who loves musar, who loves correction, ohei, one who loves da'at, da'at. Whoso loveth knowledge, loveth correction, or ohei musar, ohei da'at. Whoso loveth correction, discipline, musar, ohei musar, ohei da'at. With sonei atokahata ba'ar, but he that is brutish hateth reproof. With sonei, and the hater, sonei, with sonei, tokahat, tokahat, reproof. Ba'ar, ba'ar, is brutish. And here, here on the ba'ar, the brutish, a person in whom animal instincts overrule the spiritual, the irritical elements. Trite as the words seem, they point to a deep law in the philosophy of human history. The difference between man, the true man, man, and brute, and the brutish, the brutish, it lay chiefly in the capacity of the former, the ish, the true man, for progress and improvement. And that capacity depends upon his willingness to submit to discipline, to musar and education, and to love oheb da'at, and to love knowledge. Oheb musar oheb da'at, with sone tokahata ba'ar, whoso loveth discipline, musar correction, loveth da'at, knowledge. And he that hateth with sonei tokahat, reproof, ba'ar, is brutish. Four are mentioned in Scripture as having been smitten. One, upon being smitten, rebelled. One, upon being smitten, laughed. One, upon being smitten, sought his friend. And one asked, why? Lamazeh, why is the lash held back? Strike me again. The first one who was smitten rebelled. This was Eob. This was Job. When he was smitten, he rebelled, saying, even here, here, here in Eob and Job, Job chapter 10, verse 10 to verse 13, I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, do not condemn me. Show me, therefore, wherefore thou contendest with me, with I. Is it good to thee, to the eye, that thou shouldest oppress? Is it good to the eye that the eye shouldest downpress? Edabra bimar nafshi, omar il eloha ala tarishaini, hodaini alma terveni, hitov leka kia ta'shok. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. Edabra bimar nafshi, I will speak. Edabra, edabra, I will speak. Bimar, in the bitterness, the mar, bimar, nafshi, of my soul, of my psyche. Edavra, bimar, nafshi. Omar, illa Eloha, ala tarishaini. I will say to Eloha, to God, Eloha, Omar, illa Eloha, do not condemn me, ala tarishaini, al tarishaini, do not condemn me. Hodaini, Alma te reveni, make me know wherefore thou contendest with me. Hoda'ini, cause me to know Hoda'ini. Alma, on what? Alma, Alma, Tereveni. Alma, Tereveni, Tereveni, thou contendest with me. Hitov leka, is it good for the eye to the eye? Hitov leka, hitov leka, is it good to the eye for the eye? Ki yata'ishok, that thou shouldest downpress. Ki yata'ishok. Idabra, bimar nafshi, omar, ila loha, ala tarishaini, hodaini, alma tiribaini, hitov leka, ki yata'ishok. Wherefore, why? Wherefore am I smitten? What have I done to thee? What have I done to the eye? Tell me wherein I sin. Tell me wherein and what I've ucked up. Eob, Job, chapter 13, verse 23. How many are mine iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. Kamalia evonota wechataota pishaiya wechataatiya hodaini. How many for me? Kama, kamali, 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 how many for me? Eonot, iniquities, evonot, iniquities, perversenesses. Kamali, eonot, we chataot, and chataot, and sins and uckeries, missing the mark, chataot, pishai, my transgression, pishai, we chatati, and my sin, my uckery, pishai, we chatati, hodaini, cause me to know hodaini, kamali, eonota, we chataota, pishai, we chatati, hodaini. I know that thine is the power, and that thou dost this to me, not for any injustice in my hands, O earth. Cover not thou my blood, and let and make my cry, and make my cry have no resting place. Hear, hear, hear. Eob, Job, chapter 16, verse 17 to verse 18. I know that thine is the power, and that thou dost this to me, according to the words of Eob, not for any injustice in my hands. O earth, cover not thou my blood, and let my cry have no resting place. Al lo chamasa bikapai, ua tefilati azaka, eretza ala tikasiya, dami, we ala yihia makoma le azaikati. Although there is no violence in my hands, al lo chamas bikapai, upon no violence in my hand, al lo chamas bikapai, although there is no violence, chamas, no chamas bikapai, kapai, in my palms, in my hands, u tefillati zaka, u tefillati zaka, and my prayer tefillati, tefillati zaka, is pure. Eretz ala tikasi dami, O earth, eretz ala tikasi, don't cover dami, cover not thou my blood. Eretz ala tikasi dami, wa ala yehiya makoma le zaikati, and let my cry, my shriek, zaikati, zaikati, my shriek, my cry, have no resting place. We ala yehi makom le zaikati. Al lo chamasa bikapai, ua tefilati azaka. Eret ala tekasi dami, we ala yehi makom le zaikati. Thus, like this, thus spoke the one who, upon being smitten, rebelled. The second one who was smitten laughed. This was Abraham. This was Abraham, of whom it is said, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 17, verse 17, when Abraham fell upon his face, he laughed. When Abraham fell upon his face, he laughed. Vayipola Abraham ala panayo vayitzhak. Then Abraham fell up on his face. Vayipol Abraham al panayo and laughed. Vayitzhak and he laughed. Vayipol Abraham al panayo vayitzhak. Here, here, the Midrash note, the context of the verse cited has to do not with suffering, but with good news. But it may be that Abraham's prone position indicates that he was being smitten. Abraham's laughter at the revelation that Sarah was going to conceive a son would seem to indicate that he regarded it as a jest rather than as good news, and a rather cruel jest with which he was being smitten. Adonai and Abraham, with whom may they be compared? And here, Midrash note right here. Read, Abraham and the glory of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, Abraham and the glory of Adonai, or Yahuwah and Abraham, the Lord and Abraham, with whom may they be compared? With a man and Beno and his son, Lijah. The man, beating his son, swore that he would continue to beat him, saying, Beni, my son, I have sworn that I would continue beating thee. The son replied, thine is the power. The father continued beating his son, thinking that his son would say, I have had enough. Dai, dai, beka, beka, I've had enough. As the son was smitten more and more, however, the father finally said, enough of beating him. Even so, it is said, even in Bereshit, even in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, Yahuwah, Jehovah appeared to Abram and said to him, Ani El Shaddai, I am El, the true good, the true God. Ani El Shaddai, Shaddai, that is, it is enough. Shaddai, Shaddai. And here, Midrash note, by a slight change in vocalization, Shaddai may be read Shaddai, Shaddai, Shaddai. Shaddai, Shaddai may be read Shaddai, Shaddai, so that it is enough. Dai, Dai, enough. Shaddai, Shaddai, so that it is enough. I am also he who said of thy trial, Shaddai, Dai, Dai, it is enough. Becca, Shaddai, Dai. The third one who, upon being bitten, smitten, upon being smitten, the third one who, upon being smitten, sought his friend was Hezekiah, of whom it is said, even in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 2, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to Jehovah. And the fourth asked, why is the lash held back? Strike me again. This was David, who said, judge me, O Lord. Shafteini, judge I, O Jehovah. As Shlomo said, as Solomon said, whoso loveth correction, loveth knowledge. Ohe musar, ohe da'at. Whoso loveth correction, discipline. Ohe musar, ohe, one who loves musar, musar, correction, musar, discipline. Ohe da'at, loveth knowledge, da'at. Ohe musar, ohe da'at. And as David said, even in Psalm 94, Hebraically the 12th verse, blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. Ashrei hagever asher teyasareinu ya ua miyatorateka te'elamadeinu. Happy is the man. Ashrei hagever. Happy is the gever. Happy is the man. Ashrei hagever, asher teyasareinu yah, whom thou instructest, asher teyasareinu, whom thou instructest, whom thou chastenest, whom thou disciplinest, asher teyasareinu yah, O cha, happy is the man whom thou instructest, O cha, Ashrei hagever asher tiyasareinu ya uami torateka te lamedeini, and teach us te lamedeinu, and teach us out of thy law, out of thy Torah. Ua mia torateka, u and me from torateka, ua mi torateka telamedeinu. Happiness is hagever, is the man. Ashrei hagever, asher tiyasareinu, ya. Ua mia torateka telamedein.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly. Praise the Most High.
I watch the days as they passing by, looking at thy hand, how they're writing upon the wall, yet no man knows the minute, the hour when thou shall arrive. So that's why I've built my hope on the solid foundation.
Happy man, happiness to the man, Ashrei Ha'ish, happiness is the man, often translated in the KJV as blessed is the man, but the Ashrei, happiness, the beatitudes of Moshiach Yeshua, when he says the beatitude, the blessed is the man, the beatitudes, the Ashrei, it's different than the Baruch in that sense right there, but it brings out the happiness. We just had the gladiators right there with happy man tune, really brings out the Rhema word that points to the first of the Psalms, happiness of the man that does not walk, does not stand, does not sit with them and those, right there. They're there. Check Psalm 1. Hebraically speaking, the Ashrei Ha'ish. And here in today's daily Psalm, Mizmur Chaf Veit, Chaf Vav, they will say Chaf Vav in modern Hebrew, or Chaf Wawe, Chaf Wow. The 26th speaking Hebrew alphanumerically, Kaf, Wow, 26, Hebraically speaking, Psalm XXVI. Now, we mentioned the plea. It's a plea of the Yashar, the Yisharim, of the upright ones. It was suggested that a time of national calamity was the occasion of this touching psalm, this chant right here, that is themed here in the superscription in some Bibles, part of the first verse, Lidavid, of David, for David, Lidavid. Many of the Bibles will have a psalm, and the psalm would be in the better Bibles in italics, because that wording in italics, KJV-wise, is not there in the Hebrew, so it's of David, of David. So it's been suggested this is a time of national calamity, was the occasion of the chant right here, the Mizmor. Now, based on that, as we mentioned earlier, a pestilence was raging. Some say that the context here is that a pestilence was raging in the land that threatened the righteous, the tzadikim, and the rishaim, and the ratchet, the defiant ones alike. And conscious of his integrity, the psalmist, and I rising up the chant here, prays to be spared. Others basically say that the composition actually, it voices the uneasiness that a good man, scripturally speaking, a good man, a chassid, inevitably feels or perceives in the midst of ra'a, of the evil, the unkind, the bad, the misfortune, the sad, ups and downs, mix up the follies, the undercrowns. But his steadfastness, the firmness is tested. One's endurance is tested. Steadfastness is tested. One's firmness is tested. He or she, but he has a sense of insecurity. His mind, the mind is beset by doubts. in such circumstances and situations like these, he instinctively and we instinctively should turn to Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, the Almighty Power, to Yahweh, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, for moral and physical and five cycle support. So here in today's daily psalm, there's three main sections here, verses 1 to 3, his and I plea. He has a plea opening up here for a plea to be judged. Most folks are like, don't judge me. But here we have Dawid, a man after Yahuwah's own heart, keeping it hard to right here. His plea to be judged. First section, verses 1 to 3. And verses 4 to 8, his self-vindication. Self-vindication is brought out right here in verses 4 to 8. And in the final part, the third part, the seal up here, verses 9 to 12, his prayer to Filato, his prayer is renewed, renewing one's prayer. As we say, the Brit Chadasha, some say the new covenant, but in the Hebrew sense, it's to renew, the renewing of the covenant. So here we have Mizmor Kaf, Wow, Kaf Vav, Kaf Wow, Psalm 26. So before we write off more on the Midrash is more of a study. Right, going to more of a detailed study right here, it's kind of a basic targum, a basic interpretation, a basic overview. Let's go through these first three verses right here with the first words, Lid Dawid, of David. That is to say, of the well-beloved, of the loving, Lid Dawid. Shafteini Yahuwah, Kiani, Bitumi, Halakti, judge me, shafteini, judge I, shafteini, shafteini, ani, ani, I, shafteini, judge me, judge I. Acknowledge my uprightness in a manner that will be evident, even self-evident to my neighbors, friends, and friend enemies. So he opens up, shafteini, Yahweh. What? Judge I, O he who be, who he be, ki ani, for I, ani, betumi, tumi, the tam, the integrity. Also that word elsewhere sometimes brought out as like perfect, speaking of Noah being like perfect in his generations, or the plain man, Yaakov described as a plain man, but also the sense of perfect within the Hebrew sense, nothing more and nothing less, but just right and accurate. Bit to me. Now here it's brought out in translation as integrity. Integrity. The offerings, Hebraically speaking, had to be perfect. Right? Tam and tamim. No mum, no mum, no blemish in it. What does this mean, Chaverim? That's Almighty Creator, the blameless Creator created, for example, an animal to have these parts. It was not to have anything less. It was not to have anything more. It was not to be a hybrid, but as it was created to be. So the sense of integrity, that perfectness, right, even that plainness, that basicness, bit to me in my integrity, halakti, I halaka, halaka. The halak is like to try, to walk. I tried it out. Oh, Yahuwah, judge I, weigh this, shafat. Weigh this according to Ha Torah, according to thy directions, instruction, according to thy law. Shafteini Yahuwah Kiani, Bitumi Halakti. Oh, by Yahuwah, law am ad, law am ad. And I have trusted in he who be who he be. Oh, and ba. In on Yahuwah, by Yahuwah, oh, by Yahuwah, and in he who be who he be. Batachti, batach, batach, is like to be confident. And we say like always faithful, always sure, to have evidence, confidence, sureness. Batach, batachti, I have trusted. I have been confident. I have been faithful. I've been sure. Batachti, lo, am ad. Lo emad, Lo emad, yamad, lo emad, without wavering. Lo emad, without wavering, without iffiness. So what do we have here in this first verse? Judge me, shafteini, the Hebrew key words. Bitumi, into me, my integrity. Bitumi, in my integrity. He does not claim never, and I should not claim never, ever to have sinned or ucked up or fallen short. Rather, he and I should sincerely endeavor to conduct I and I self, to walk it out, halakha it, to try it out in accordance with Yahuwah's Torah, in accordance with Jehovah's, his directions, instructions. Lo emad. Here he's saying the first person, lo, not emad, 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 like wavering, iffiness, doubty, pouty. Under the strain of hard experiences, and this hard experience, and the mocking of the discreditors, those with lack of credit, or as one would say, the unbelievers, the unbelievers, without wavering. Lo emad, lidawid, shafteini Yahuwah, kiani, betumi halakti, uba Yahuwah batachti, lo emad. Here, second verse, examine me, O Yahuwah, and try I. Test my reins and my heart. Here, the second verse. Second verse. Bechaneni Yahuwah with Naseni. Rufa Kiliotai with Libi. Examine me. Right? Examine me. Bechaneni, bechaneni, Yahuwah, right? Examine I, O he who be, who he be, with naseini, naseini, and try I. Here, bringing out the sense of his conscience, the conscience being clear, kon, with science, knowing, with knowledge of self, conscience being clear, he offers himself to Ha'elohim, to the Almighty. His penetrating scrutiny, scrutinize, like try I and I, bechaneni, Yahuwah, we naseini, rufa kiliotai, we libi, test my reins. Hear the word reins, kiliotai. The kiliotai is actually the kidneys, with libi, my heart, with and the libi and my heart. Try I, test me, right? Submit I to a test. The same verb, naseini, is used when it says that Ha'elohim, the Almighty Power, did prove Abraham in Genesis 22 and 1. The reins and the heart, kiliotai with libi, the reins, the kidneys, and the heart. Here, bringing to the third verse right here, just a basic overview. Ki chasteka li neged aynai, wehita halakti ba Amiteka, for thy mercy is before mine eyes. Ki for chasedeka, thy chesed, thy mercy, a loving kindness. Ki chasedeka lit neged before einai, my eyes. And I have walked in thy truth, in thy reality, with hita halakti. I have trodden halakha with hita lakti ba amiteka, in thy emet, in thy truth, in thy reality. Thy mercy is before mine eyes, because he, mine eye, should ever keep the loving kindness, the chesed of ha Elohim before ayin eye mine. Let this mind be in you. He was deterred from sinning, from falling short, from ucking up, and held to the true path marked out by Ha'elohim, by the Almighty Power.
26. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving, and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord.
مزمور 25 بقنف 26 የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ እኔ በየዋሃቴ ሄጃለሁና ፍረድልኝ በእግዚአብሔርም አምኛለሁና አልናወጥ አቤቱ ፍተነኝ መርምረኝ ኩላሊቴንና ልቤን ፍተን ምህረትህ በአይኔ ፊት ነውና በእውነትህም ተመላለስ በከንቱ ሸንጎ አልተቀመጥኩም ካመጸኞችም ጋር አልገባሁም የክፎችን ማህበር ጠላሁ ከዝንጎችም ጋር አልቀመጥም እጆቼን በንጽህና አጥባለሁ አቤቱ መሠዊያህን ዞራለሁ የምስጋናን ድምፅ እሰማ ዘንድ ታምራትህንም ሁሉ እነግር ዘንድ አቤቱ የቤትህን ስፍራ የክብርህንም ማደሪያ ቦታ ወደድ ከኃጢአተኞች ጋር ነፍሴን ከደም ሰዎችም ጋር ሕይወቴን አታጥፋ በእጃቸው ተንኮል አለባቸው አኛቸውም መማለጃ ተሞልታለች እኔ ግን በየዋሃቴ ሄጃለሁ አድነኝ ማረኝ እግሮቼ በቅንነት ቆመዋልና አቤቱ በማህበር አመሰግናለሁ
Yes, there has the English and the Amharic, but we're going to write up more in the Midrash and the Hebrew. The first section of the Psalm, Psalm 26, his plea to be judged. The second section, his self-vindication. And so we pick up here with verse 4 in Mizmor Kaf, wow, where it reads in the Hebrew, Lo, Yashabti Ima Mitei Shav. I have not sat with men of falsehood. Lo, yashabti, I have not sat, not sitting, im, with mitei shau, men of shaw, shav, modern Hebrew, shaw, men of falsehood, men of vanity. Now, the word I have not sat, lo, yashabti, recalls Psalm 1, right? The first psalm, the Ashrei ha'ish, happiness to the man, walking not, right, standing not, and sitting not. So here, lo, yashabti imitei shav, men of falsehood, literally, men of vanity, mitei shav, men of vanity, men who pursued worthless aims instead of true, the true ideals. Neither will I go in with dissemblers, wa'im, na'alamim, lo abo, I will not go, lo abo, I will not go, neither will I go in. Either enter their houses, lo, abo, I will not go. Or we can look at it in the poetical Hebrew sense, shortened form of the Hebrew, from the Hebrew idiom of go in and come out with, meaning like association, going in and coming out. Yeah, he be going and coming in and going out with that one. That's like to say an association. Weim, nalamim, lo abo, I will not go in. The future tense here, it contrasts with the past of lo yashabti, yashabti, to shab, right, to sit. Lo yashabti, I have not sat. I have not sat. Here, we have a future sense, lo abo, bringing out the Hebrew sense, I will not go. I will not go. Not that I have not gone, but I will not go. I have not sat. So we have the future tense in the Hebrew contrasting with the past tense. So therefore, it brings out the sense of the care that he and I had hitherto taken to keep himself and I self undefiled will be maintained by him and I in the days to come. Bringing out this sense right here, looking even at the verb, lo yashabti im te shau. Weim an alamim, lo abo. But the dissemblers, nalamim, nalamim. What about these dissemblers? Literally in the Hebrew, those who hide themselves. Na'alamim, nalamim, to make themselves like alam, alam, like say hidden, the hidden ones, those who hide themselves, bringing out the sense of those who conceal their evil intention, their rara intention under like pretense, right? Behind an outward and outer show of friendliness. Bringing us here to verse 5. I hate the gathering of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. Saneti akahala mitraim wa'im rishaim lo. Eshev, lo eshev, I will not sit. So we have the former sense in the previous verse, I have not sat. Lo yashabti, here we have lo eshev, I will not sit with the wicked. He says, I hate, saneti. Actually, I have hated, in other words, a kind of past tense in the Hebrew, prophetically can bring out future tense, but here, saneti from sana. Sane, to hate. Saneti, kahal, kahal, the gathering, also used in the sense of a church, a gathering, the kahal, mi'ra'im, of the ra'im, the evildoers, mi'ra'im, wa'im, and with risha'im, the wicked, the defiant ones, lo esheb, lo esheb, I will not sata, I will not sit. Gathering of evildoers, or the church of evil ones, another way of bringing out the kahal miraim, the gathering of evil ones, that kind of gathering, church, society, group of folk, he and I should avoid. He's saying he avoids this and unites himself with the aggregation, the kahal, the gathering, the church, and society of Yah's worshipers. We have this brought out more in the fullness in the 12th verse. But bringing it here to this particular verse, to zoom in on the sixth verse where it reads in the English, I will wash my hands in innocency. Erchatz b'nikayon kapai. Erchatz, I will wash b'nikayon and nikayon and innocency, right, and cleanness. Benikayon kapai, kapai, the cup, like the cup is like the palm of the hand, to bring out more of the sense, like the palm, like washing, you know, one's hands, but the palm of the hand. So will I compass with asobeba, right? Wa asobeba, we asobeba, and asobeba, sobeba. And I will sabab, go around, compass, circle, to say. Yahweh Sobeba Eta Miza Bacheka Yahweh Eta Mizvacheka Yahweh, I will compass thine altar, thy Mizbeach Miza Bacheka, speaking to the Ka, speaking directly to he who be who he be. Oh Yahweh. What do we have here? The washing of the hands. Erchat, I will wash. Rachat, to wash. Erchat, I will wash. Here, the washing of the hands. Wash my hands, he says, be nikayon kapai, in nikayon, in cleanness, in innocence. It reminds me of the Psalm 24, you know, like clean hands, niki kapayim ubar lebab, and I purify lebab, lip, heart. Here we have washing my hands. The Kohanim, the priests, according to HaTorah, were required to wash before entering the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, right? We could say the Hebrew kahal, the gathering, the tent, the sanctuary, the Ohel Moed, according to Exodus chapter 30, verse 19. So here, David and I say that we will take care, right, that our hands, he will take care that his hands are unstained by misdeeds. Point of reference, Yeshaya, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15, so that he and I and we will be morally, in his moral theocracy, purge, to enter the sanctuary. Erchat benikayon, benikayon kapai. I will wash in innocency my hands, my palms. Wa'asovaba eta miza bacheka Yahweh, compass thine altar. Taking his place among those who bring the korbanot, the offerings. Here, verse 7, that, and he does that even before, so that I may make the voice. So that's preparation, washing his hands in innocency, compassing the altar. Verse 7, that I may make the voice of thanksgiving to be heard and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lashmiya b'kol todah. Lashmiya b'kol todah. Lashmiya, to shama, to hear, shama is hearing. Lashmiya, so that it might be heard, so that it might be shama, it might be heard. Lashmiya b'kol, be on by way of call, the voice, todah, b'kol todah, by way of or on the voice, in the voice of todah, thanksgiving. Both the names to say thanks, Torah. We say thanks today, Torah, Rabba, Torah. But also it's the thanksgiving and the thanksgiving offering. It's called the Torah. Lashmiya b'kol Torah, that may make the voice of thanksgiving, Lashmiya, to be shama, to be heard. Ola sapir kola nifa leoteka, that I may tell. O lisapir. That may safar, cipher it, might tell it, might narrate it. Ula sapir, call all, nifle oteka, all of the eyes, niflot, amazing deeds done did thy wondrous works. Voice of thanksgiving to be heard, this is the public testimony, according to HaTorah of Ha'el, of Yah's kindness to him, Lashmiya b'kol todah, wondrous works, niflooteka, as we also have in Psalm 9, roughly about verse 2, the last part of this second section, his self-vindication, right? Self-vindication. Verse 8 right here, Lord Yahweh, I love the habitation of thy house, Yahweh. Ahabti me'on beiteka. Yahweh, ahabti me'on beiteka. I love the Me'on, the dwelling, the habitation, Beit of the I house, Beiteka, Ahabti. The Hebrew sense here is also kind of a past tense in the sense of Yahuwah, O he who be, who he be, Ahabti. Modern Hebrew, Ahavti, Ahavti. Ancient Afro-Semitic pointing, Ahabti, Ahabti. Yahuwah, Ahabti. I have loved Me'on, the habitation, Beiteka, of the I Beit, and the place where thy glory dwelleth. Or Mekom, Mishkan, Kavodeka, and the place, Mekom, and the Mekom, the spot. The place, the spot, Umikom Mishkan, the Mishkan, the dwelling place, the tabernacle called the Mishkan, the dwelling, Kavodeka, of the I Kavod, Kavod, Kabod, the I Kabod, the I glory, Kavodeka. So what do we have here? We have Ahabti, I love, I have loved, Ahabti. This contrasts here to what we had in verse 5. Remember in verse 5, Saneti, I have hated. Saneti, I've hated or I've repelled. Saneti, I've hated or repelled. And here he has Ahabti, I've been attracted to. I'm attracted to. Just to look at it more spiritually, scientifically, the hatred, the repelling, right? You know, like the opposite side of the magnet and Ahabti. So we have a contrast here between the love, Ahabti, and what he says before, Saneti, I have hated. His delight, an Ainai delight, is to seek communion, that union, Mawahad, Tawahido, with Ha'ilahim, the Almighty Power, in the Mishkan, in the Mekdes, right? The Mikdash, in the holy place. Where, as it says in the second part, where, the place where thy glory dwelleth. U Mekom Mishkan Kabodeka. U Mekom and the spot Mishkan, that which dwelleth, the dwelling, Kabodeka, where thy glory dwelleth. This is symbolized by the Aron Habrit, the Ark of the Berit, the Ark of the Covenant. More on this can be also compared and found in Psalm 24, round about verse 6, verse 7. More generally, the words here, where thy glory dwelleth, may also be understood and understood as the place, the makom, the spot where man, the human being, becomes realistically and in the really real conscious of Ha'el, the Almighty's Kabod, of Ha'ilahim's glory, of the Almighty power of Yahuwah's glory. Now, the latter part, verses 9 to 12, the prayer being renewed. But right here, brothers and sisters and brothers, next part of the Midrash. Hopefully this makes some of the Midrash, the next level of study, a little bit clearer.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth.
Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Here. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Wow Kaf Vav, Psalm 26. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Here. Hebraically, the bait, the second verse. Bechaneni Yahuwah, witnaseni. Examine I, Bichaneni, O Jehovah Yahuwah, and prove me, and prove I, Witnaseni. David said, prove me, prove I, Yahuwah, as thou didst prove Abraham, of whom the verse, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 22 and 1 reads, God did prove Abraham. Vayehi achara hadevarim haele v'Elohim nisa et Avraham. And it came to pass after these things that ha-Elohim, ha-Elohim, the power did prove Abraham.
Vayehi achar hadbarim haele with haelohim nisa et Avraham. This shows that Abraham stood up to his proving. Prove me, prove I, as thou that I disprove Yitzhak, Isaac, who being proved on ha mizbeach, on the altar, stood up to it. And I, am I without merit? Sarofa kiliotai velibi, try my reins and my heart. Sarfa kiliotai velibi, try my reins, my kidneys. Sarfa kiliotai, and my heart with libi. Here, the bait verse, the second verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Kafav, Psalm 26. Here, the second verse Hebraically. David said, try me as thou didst try Yosef, Joseph. Sarfa kiliotai with libi. Him thou didst try with Potiphar's Isha, Eshet, Orset, with Potiphar's wife, and found him valiant, powerful, strong. For it is said, even in Psalm 105, Hebraically, the 19th verse, the word of the Lord tried him. The word of the Lord tried him. Ad eit bo devaro, imrat Yahuwah tzirafatuhu, full of verse, until the time, ad eit, that his word came to pass. Ad eit bo devaro, the word of Jehovah, Imrat Yahuwah, tested him. Tzirafatuhu, ad eit bo devaro, Imrat Yahuwah, tzirafatuhu, the word of Jehovah tested him. Imrat Yahuwah, tzirafatuhu. But while Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the power, the true good, the true God, was proving David, was proving David, he said, I have no strength to endure. I beg that I be lenient with me. Even here, Psalm 17, Hebraically, the third verse that reads, thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast come to me in the night. Thou hast tried me and findest little strength. Bachanta libi, pakata laila, tzrafutani balatin tza. Thou hast tried my heart. Bachanta libi, thou hast visited it in the night. Pakata laila, thou hast tested me, tested I. Tzraftani, tzrafta ani, ani, I. Tzraftani, and thou findest not. Baltin tza, and thou findest not, and findest little strength. And here the Midrash note here on this quote from Psalm 17, Hebrew, the third verse, referring to the previous Midrash, the Midrash from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, from the Midrash, the study of the Psalms, Psalm 17, the seventh section, Psalm 17.7. From this we learn that a man should never pit himself against men greater than he, and should never say, I vouch for my heart. From this, hear, Shema Yisrael. From this we learn that a man should never pit himself against men greater than he, and should never, ever, never say, I vouch for my heart. For if David, who had so many, enough virtues, that he could say, hear, even in the words of today's daily psalm, Psalm 26, verses 4 to verse 6a, Hebraically, he could say, thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with men of falsehood, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the assembly of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency. Lo yashabti eima meite yashav, v'eima na'elamima lo avo. Saneti ekahala miraima wa'ima rish'aima lo eshev. I have not sat with men of falsehood. Lo yashabti im amite shav. Lo yashabti im mite shav. Or lo yashabti im mite shav. Neither will I go in with dissemblers. Wa'im na elamim lo avo. Wa'im na elamim lo abo. I hate saneti. I hate saneti, the gathering, saneti kahal, the gathering, the assembly in the New Covenant sense, the church. Sanetia kahala mitraim. I hate the gathering, the assembly of evildoers. Sanetia kahala mitraim. And I will not sit, and will not sit with the wicked, with the ratchet, with ima rishaim, lo eshev. I will wash my hands in innocency. Erchat be nikayon kapai. I wash kapai, the palms of my hands, be nikayon, in innocency. Erchata nikayon na kapai. If finally, even David turned to Ha-Elohim, to Ha-Elohim, to the power, true good, true God, and pleaded, even in the words of Psalm 143, Hebraically the second, the bait verse, he pleaded, enter not into judgment with thy servant. Enter not into judgment with thy servant. Ve'al tavo ve'mishpata et avdecha. And enter not into judgment with thy servant. Ve'al tabo ve'mishpata et abdeka. And enter not into judgment with thy servant. Ve'al tabo ve'mishpat et abdeka. How much more and more, how much more and more ought men, ought other men so plead? How much more and more ought other men so plead? And so too, Shlomo, Solomon. Solomon said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. When a king, when a melech, a negus, hires diligent workmen, and they do their work well, they do their work well, and He gives them their pay, should HaMelech, should the king, the negus, be praised? When is He to be praised? When He hires slothful workers, but gives them their pay in full. And Shlomo, Solomon went on to say, Our fathers worked diligently and received good pay. What kindness of thine was in this, that they worked and were paid? Slothful workers, lazy workers, slothful workers we, slothful workers I and I. Yet give us good pay, and that would be thy great kindness. Hence, here, Shlomo, Solomon said, even in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 57, the Lord our God be with us, as He was with our fathers, as He was with our patriarchs. Wehi Yahuwah Eloheinu Imanu Ka'asha Haya Im Avotenu Ala Ya'azabenu Wa'ala Yitashenu. Here. Full of verse, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 57. Yahuwah, He who be, who He be Eloheinu. I and I power, true good, true God. Yahuwah Eloheinu, be with us, be with I and I, Imanu, as He was with our fathers, Abotenu. Make Him not leave us, nor forsake us, nor forsake I and I. Wehi Yahuwah Eloheinu Imanu, ka'asha haya im abotenu, al ya'azabenu wa'ala yitashen. I, David, have hated the assembly of evildoers. Hear. Today's psalm, Mizmor Kaf. Wow. Kaf Vav, Kaf Wow. Psalm 26, Psalm XXVI. Hear Hebraically, the fifth verse. Saneti kahala miraim. I, David, have hated the assembly of evildoers. Saneti kahal miraim. What assembly of evildoers? Mazeh. What kahal, gathering, assembly, New Testament sense, church. What assembly of miraim? Saneti kahal miraim. What kahal of evildoers? The one of which it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 32, verse 1, the people gathered themselves to Aharon. The people gathered themselves to Aaron at the making of the molten calf. And also the one of which it is said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 16, verse 19, Korach, Korah, assembled all the congregation against them. Korah assembled all the congregation against them. And here, Shemot 32, first part of verse 1 right here.
Wayar ha'amayim boshesh moshe le redeta mina ha'har wayikahel ha'ama al aheron. And when the people saw that Moshe delayed to come down from the mount, wayar ha'am ki boshesh moshe la redeta mina ha'har, the people gathered wayikahel ha'am. Ha'am, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron, al Aharon, or against Aaron, al Aharon. Wayara ha'am, kia boshesha moshe la redeta mina ha'har, wayikahel ha'am, al Aharon. And here, Bamidbar, here, Numbers chapter 16, here, verse 19. Wayakahela elehem akoracha, etakola ha eda illa petacha ohella moeda wayera kavod Yahuwah il kola ha eda. And Korah, Korach, assembled, gathered, wayakahel, assembled all the congregation against them to the door of the tent of meeting. Wayakahel elehem Korah il kol ha eda il petach ohel moeda. And the glory of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, appeared to all the congregation. Wayera kavod Yahuwah il kol ha'eda. And what assembly do I love? What gathering do I love? The one of that, it is written, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 35, verse 1, that reads, Moses assembled all the congregation of the children of Israel, and said to them, these are the words that the Lord hath commanded. Hear, Shemot, Exodus, chapter 35, verse 1. And hear, Shemot, Wayakahel Moshe, etakola edata b'nei Yisrael, Wayomer lehem, Eile hadevarim, Asher tziwah Yahuwah, la esot otam. And Moshe assembled, and Moses gathered, Wayakahel Moshe, etakol Edata b'nei Yisrael, all the congregation, the Edata of the b'nei, the sons of Yisrael, Wayomer elehem, and said to them, Eile hadevari, asher tziwah Yahuwah, la esot otam. These are the words, Eile, these hadevari, the words, Eile hadevari, asher, that which, tziwah Yahuwah, that he who be who he be has commanded, tziwah Yahuwah, la esot otam, that ye, that y'all, should do them. La esot otam. Wayakahel Moshe, et kol edat b'nei Yisrael, wayomer elehem, eile hadevarim asher, tziwah Yahuwah, la esot otam. And also the one of that, it is said, even in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 1, that reads, then Shlomo, Solomon, assembled, gathered, the elders of Yisrael of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. Az yakahela Shlomo et zikneya Yisrael, et kol rasheya hamatota, nisiyeya ha'abota, libne Yisrael el hamelek Shlomo Yerushalayim, li ha'elota et aharona berit Yahuwah, me'ir Dawit hi el Zion. Here, the fuller verse, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 1. Then Solomon assembled, gathered, the elders of Israel, the elders of Yisrael, az yakahela Shlomo et ziknei Yisrael, and all the heads of the tribes, and all the chiefs of the tribes, the heads of the tribes, et kol rashei, the rasis, et kol rashei hamatot, of the tribes, the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers, Nisiei Avot, of the B'nai Yisrael, to King Melech Shlomo in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, out of the city of Dawid, the city of David, that is, Zion. Az yakahel Shlomo et ziknei Yisrael, et kol rashei hamatot, Nisiei Yahavota livnei Yisrael, il ha-Melech Shlomo Yerushalayim, Li ha elot et aron of Rit Yahuwah, Meir David, he, Sion. city of David, she is Zion. She is Zion. And I will not sit with the wicked, and I will not sit sata with the ratchet. Here today's psalm is more Kaf Wav, Psalm 26. You regularly hear the second part of verse 5. Wa'im rishayim lo eshab. Wa'im rishayim lo eshab. And with the wicked, Va'im rishayim, with the rishayim, with the ratchet, lo, no, eshab. Lo eshab, lo eshab. I will not sit with Korah, with Korah and his company, whom Moses meant when he said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 16, at verse 26, when Moses said, depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked, the tents of these ratchet men. Vaydaber el ha edal lemor, suruna me'ala aholeya hanashim harishayim haele. Wa'ala tigua bekol asher lahem penna tia safua bekol achatotam. Here, the full verse by Midbar, Numbers chapter 16, here, verse 26. And he spoke to the congregation, the aggregation, saying, why daber il ha eda lemor? Depart, I pray the eye, suruna, depart, I pray the eye, suruna, from the tents of these wicked, these ratchet men, suruna me Allah aholeya ha nashim ha rishayim, and touch nothing, no thing of theirs, lest ye all be swept away in all their sins, and all of them uckeries, and all them sins. With ala tigua bekola asher lahem penna tia safua bekola chatotam. I will wash my hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord. Hear today's psalm. Mizmor Kaf Wow, here Hebraically the sixth verse. Erchata benikayon kapaya, wa'esobepai eta miza bachika Yahuwah. I will wash my hands in innocency. Erchat. I will wash. Erchat benikayon in innocency. Kapai, my hands, the palms of my hands. Erchata benikayon, nikayon kapai. Erchata benikayon kapai. Why is so viva? So will I compass. Why is so biba? Compass eta mizabachika, thine altar, Yahuwah, O Jehovah. This verse is to be read in the light, the illumination of what is taught in a Mishnah. In a Mishnah, quote, on each of the first 7 days of Sukkot, of tabernacles, men circled the altar once, reciting even the words of Psalm 118, Hebrew, the 26th verse, Psalm 118, verse 26. We beseech thee, O Lord, save now. Anna, Yahuwah, Hoshea, Anna. We beseech thee, I, O Jehovah. Anna, Yahuwah, save now. Hoshea, Anna. Anna, Yahuwah, Hoshea, Anna. Midrash note right here, refer to Sukkot 4 and 5. Sukkah 4 and 5, and B Sukkah, Babylonian Talmud Sukkah 45a, for this reference here. And with what did they circle HaMizbeach? Did they circle the altar? With branches of palm trees, boughs of myrtle, and willows of the brook in their right hand, and with fruit of the citron in their left, as it is said, even in Vayikra in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 40, that reads, and ye and y'all shall take you on the first day the fruit of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and ye and y'all shall rejoice, lifnei Yahuwah Elohim, before Jehovah your Elohim, your power. U lekachtem malachem bayom harishon apri eitz hadar kapota temarim wa anafa eitz abota we arve nachala u shemachtem lifnei Yahuwah Elohekem shivata yamim. Here full of verse, Leviticus 23, here at verse 40. And ye and y'all shall take. U'lekachtem. U'lekachtem. And y'all shall take. U'lekachtem lachem. And y'all shall take you, shall take to yourselves. U'lekachtem lachem. Bayom harishon pri. Eitz ahadar kapota temarima. And ye, y'all shall take you on the first day the fruit of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boles of thick of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And ye, y'all shall rejoice before Jehovah, your power, your Elohim, 7 days. U'lekachtem lachem bayom harishon pri eitz ahadar kapota temarim wa'anafa eitz ahabota we'arveya nachala u'shemachtem u'semachtem u'semachtem lefi lifnei Yahuwah Elohekem shivata yamim. Ani lechozer. U'lekachtem lachem bayom harishon pri eitz ahadar kapota temarim wa'anafa eitz ahabota we'arveya nachal u'semachtem. And y'all shall rejoice. U'semachtem lifnei Yahuwah Elohekem. Before, in the presence of he who be, who he be, y'all power, y'all Elohim. Lifnei Yahuwah Elohekem. Shiba'at yamim. 7 days. Shiba'at yamim. Shiba'at yamim. I will wash my hands in innocent sea. Erchat benikayon kapai. Erchat benikayon kapai. I will wash erchat in innocency, benikayon my hands, kapai. This implies that the festive wreath must be got through purchase, not through robbery. For in a Mishnah, we are taught, quote, a festive wreath that is got by robbery or is withered is unfit for circling ha-mizbeach, the altar with. For a festive wreath must be innocent of violence or robbery, lest the advocate turn accuser. Lest the advocate turn accuser. And that there referred to Sukkah 3 and 1. Rav Levi said, a man who uses a festive wreath got by robbery, to whom may he be likened? To a highwayman who sat at a crossroads, robbing all those who came and went. And once, even as a royal legate was passing on his way to levy the tax of a certain province, the highwayman, springing up against him, got the better of him and robbed him, taking all he had with him. After a time, the highwayman was captured and cast into prison. When the king's legate heard this, he went to the highwayman and said to him, up and give me all that thou didst rob and take away from me, and I shall plead for thee. I shall plead for thee. The highwayman answered, quote, of all that I seized upon and took away from thee, I have naught, nothing left, except this rug which belongs to thee, to the eye. The legate said to him, give it to me, and I shall plead for thee. And as the highwayman gave it to him, the legate said, tomorrow thou wilt be taken out to judgment. And when the king, Hamelech, the Negus, even Negus Neges, says to thee, is there any man that will plead for thee? I shall make the plea. The next day, the highwayman was taken out to judgment. Hamelech, the king, the Negus, even Negus Neges, asked him, hast thou a man to plead for thee? And the highwayman replied, such and such a legate. Hamelech, the king, the Negus, then sent for the legate and asked, knowest thou anything good of this man? The legate answered, I do indeed. On the day that thou didst send me to levy the tax of a certain province, this man, springing out upon me, got the better of me, and robbed me, taking away all that I had with me. This very rug is his witness. Then all said, whoa, yo, whoa, to the man whose advocate turns accuser. Even so, when a man takes a festive wreath that is got by robbery, it cries out before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, blessed be he, saying, I was got by robbery, I was got by violence. Of such a man, the ministering angels say, woe to that man whose advocate turns accuser. Hence, here, David said, I will wash my hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Jehovah, with a festive wreath, got through purchase, not robbery. Elchata benikayon kapai. Wa esobeba eta miza bacheka Yahuwah. I will wash my hands in innocency. I will wash in innocency my hands. Elchata benikayon kapai. So will I compass thine altar. Wa esobeba eta miza bacheka Yahuwah. O Jehovah. In the verse, that I may make the voice of thanksgiving to be heard. Lashmi'a b'kol todah. Here, today, Psalm is Morkaf. Wow. Psalm 26 here, Hebraically designed the seventh verse. Lashmi'a b'kol todah. Lashmi'a, to be heard, b'kol, be on, by way of call, the voice. Todah, thanksgiving. Lashmi'a b'kol todah, that I may make the voice of thanksgiving to be heard. Todah, thanksgiving, tawada. Todah, tawada, Hebrew word todah, thanksgiving, refers to the festal thanksgiving. Lashmiya, b'kol todah. The end of the verse that reads, and tell of all thy wondrous works, and tell of all thy wondrous works. U'lisapir kol nifleoteka, and tell u'lisapir kol nifleoteka. This here refers, according to Rab Abim, to the recitation of the Hallel, the Hallel Psalms, the recitation of the Hallel Psalms. And here, the Midrash note, the Hallel, the Ilil, the exaltation, Tehillim, the Hallel, the praise Psalms. They include Psalms 113 to Psalm 118. And is recited on Pesach, Passover, Pentecost, Pentecoste, or Shavuot, Harvest, Sukkot, Tabernacles, and Chanukah. Here, the Hallel Psalms, the praise Psalms, includes Psalms 113 to Psalm 118, and is recited on Passover, Pentecost, Tabernacles, and Chanukah. The Hallel Psalms that tell of Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, the power, the true good, the true God's wondrous works in the days gone by, in present times, in the days of Ha-Mashiach, in days of the Messiah, in the times of Gog and Magog, and in the Eit Labo, in the time the I were to come. And here, Midrash note right here, in the times of Gog and Magog. Here, the Midrash note. The combined armies of the heathen nations, of the Goyim, of the heathen nations, the League of Nations, United Nations, the heathen nations under the leadership of Gog and Magog. Barbarian tribes of the north, according to Ezekiel chapters 38 to chapter 39, who will contend with HaMashiach,
So here, where it speaks of in the times of Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog refers to the combined armies of the Goyi, the heathen, the Gentile nations. Under the leadership of Gog and Magog, barbarian tribes of the north, according to Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 38 to 39, who will contend with HaMashiach, who will contend with the Messiah, even the King Messiah. Thus the psalm that reads, when Israel went out of Egypt, Bizeit Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Psalm 114, the Aleph, the first verse, Bizeit Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. This tells of Ha'el Ha'el Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim's wondrous works in days gone by. The psalm that reads, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to thy name give glory. Hear. Psalm 115, Mizmor Kof Teit Wow. Psalm 115. Hear. To the psalm that reads, Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to thy name give glory. Lo lanu, Yahuwah, lo lanu, ki lishimka ten kabod. Not to I and I, O Jehovah, lo lanu, not to I and I, ki lishimka, but to thy name, for because of the I name, because of the I name, ki lishimka, tain kavod, tain, give kavod, give glory. This psalm here, it tells of Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim's wondrous works in the present time, in the present Iowa. The psalm that reads, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Mizmor Kof Teit Zayin. Ahavti ki Yishma Yahuwah Eta Koli Tachnunai. I love that Jehovah should hear my voice, my supplications. Ahavti ki Yishma Yahuwah Eta Koli Tachnunai. This psalm, it tells of Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, Ha'el Lohim, Ha'elohim's wondrous works in the days of HaMashiach, in the days of the Messiah. The psalm that contains the verse, all nations compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Here, Psalm 118, here, Hebraically the 8th verse, Mizmor Kof Yod Chet, here, the 10th verse right here, all nations compass me about, Kol Goyim Sivavuni, all nations compass I about, call Goyim, Sivavuni, verily, in the name of Yahuwah, name of Jehovah, I will cut them off. B'shem Yahuwah, ki imilam, I will cut them off. B'shem Yahuwah, ki imilam, call Goyim, Sivavuni, B'shem Yahuwah, ki imilam, cut them off. This psalm, here, it tells of Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim's wondrous works in the times of Gog and Magog. And here, a Midrash note right here, connected with Psalm 118, the 10th verse, and the verse that reads, all nations compass me about, yea, they compass me about, for the name of Jehovah, I will destroy them. Here, the Midrash note. This verse is quoted in the parallel text in Leviticus Rabba 30 and 5. The ET, the edited text, it quotes the verse, God is the Lord, and he hath given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even to the horns of the altar. It quotes the verse from Psalm 118, the 27th verse, which some think is less apt, less appropriate here to the context of the Midrash, In the same psalm, the 118th psalm, the verse that reads, Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. I will exalt thee. Psalm 118. Hebraically, the 28th verse, Mizmor Kof Yod Chet, here, the 28th verse. Eli Ata Weodeka Elohai Eromemeka. Eli, my El Hail, my power. Eli Ata, the I male are my power. Eli Ata Weodeka, and I will give thanks. Odeka to the I, Odeka. Elohai Hailiai, thou art my Elohim, my power. Iromeka, I will exalt the eye. Hi, hi, hi. Eli Ata, Weodeka. Elohai Romemeka. This psalm here, this tells of Hailahim, Ha Elohim, the power's wondrous works in the Eit Labo, in the time the I were to come, the Zeman Labo. Finally, in the same psalm, the verse, even the verse in the next verse that reads, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Here, Psalm 118, Mizmor Kof Yod Chet, here, Hebraically, the 29th verse, here. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov, ki le'olam chasido. O give thanks. Hodu to Jehovah la Yahuwah ki tov, for he is tov, for good. Give thanks to he who be who he be for good. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov, ki le'olam chasido. For his mercy endureth forever. Ki for le'olam, for forever. Chasido, his loving kindness, his mercy, his grace. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov, ki le'olam chasido. Here, this tells of Ha'el, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim's, the power's wondrous works in the life, in the liberty of the Olam Haba, the Olam Haba, the world to come. Gather not my soul with sinners. Gather not my soul, my psyche. Gather her not with sinners, with uckers. Here. Today, Psalm Mizmor Kaf Wav, Kaf Vav. Here, Hebraically, the 9th verse, the 8th verse, that reads, Al te esof, ima chataim nafshi. Gather not, al te esof, al te esof. Gather not, aim with chataim, with the uckers, the sinners. Aim chataim. Nafshi, my soul, gather not my soul, my psyche, don't gather her with sinners. Al tesof, aim achat aim, nafshi, with men condemned to be stoned, or with men and people condemned to be burnt, nor my life with men of blood, wa aim anshe damim chayai, nor chayai, my life with men of blood, we'im anshe damim, and with we'im anshe men of damim, men of bloods, chayai, my life, nor my life with men of bloods, with men condemned to be slain by the sword, or with men condemned to be strangled. Another interpretation, quote, bury me not with sinners like the Egyptians, like the Mitzrayim, end quote. Thus also Yaakov, Jacob, said to Joseph, according to Bereshith, according to Genesis chapter 47 at verse 29, that reads, bury me not, I pray thee, in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. Al na tikbreni b'Mitzrayim. Bury me not, I pray the eye. Al na tikvrei ani. Bury ani not. Al na tikvrei ni be Mitzrayim in Egypt. Al na tikvrei ni be Mitzrayim. Rav Yochanan taught, in two places in Scripture, we find the righteous entreating HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Blessed, the Isle, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, that their souls perish not with sinners, chatai. Thus, like this, Daniel would desire mercies of the God of heaven. that Daniel and his companions should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon, according to Daniel chapter 2, verse 18. David also said, gather not my soul with sinners. Alate sofa ima chataim nafshi. In his comment on the verse from 1 Samuel 25:38, and it came to pass about 10 days after, the Lord smote Nabal with the plague, that he died. Vayihiyaka esareta hayamin, vayigof Yahuwah et Nabal vayamot. Hear. 1 Samuel 25:38, and it came to pass 10 days after that Jehovah smote Nabal that he died. Vayihiyaka esareta hayamin, vayigof Yahuwah et Nabal vayamot. Rav Chalafta, in his comment on this verse, he asked in the name of Rab Eibel, but does not the plague kill a man within 3 days? Have we not learned that death after one's day of illness is death by the anger of Yahuwah, by the anger of Jehovah? Have we, I and I, not learned that death after 1 day's illness is death by way of the anger of Jehovah? Death after 2 days' illness is precipitous death. Death after 3 days' illness is death by plague. And likewise, did not Rav Chalafta ben Shaul teach that death after 1 day's illness or 2 or 3 days' illness is premature death? And here, Midrash notes, that is karet, here interpreted as divine excision, when a man's lifespan is cut, karet, is cut short as punishment for a deadly sin. Death after 4 or 5 days' illness is abrupt death. Death after 6 days' illness is death ordained in Scripture. Death after 7 days' illness is natural death. Death after 7 days' illness is natural death. Here. Midrash note right here. Literally, obligatory. Instead of natural death, literally from the Midrash is obligatory death. And death after an illness beyond 7 days is a death of affliction. But how can it be said that death after 3 days' illness is death by plague? Since it is written, and it came to pass about 10 days after Jehovah smote Nabal with the plague that he died. Vayehi ka esareta hayamin, vayigof Yahuwah et Nabal vayamot. Thereupon Rav Chalafta explained that during the 7 days of mourning for the righteous Shemuel, for the righteous Samuel. Here, Midrash note and reference. At the beginning of this chapter of the book of Samuel, it is said even in 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 1, and Shemuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together and lamented him. Here, Midrash note. Ani lechozer. I repeat, thereupon Rav Chalafta explained that during the 7 days of mourning for the righteous Shemuel, the righteous Samuel, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, held off Nabal's death in order that the mourning for Shemuel, the mourning for Samuel, should not be confused with the mourning for Nabal, since Nabal lived 3 days beyond the seven. It may properly be said that Nabal's death was death by plague. Rav Berakiah said in the name of Rav Shemuel, Rav Samuel, here, Midrashno. Buber suggests that it should be read, Rav Haggai said in the name of Rav Shemuel Bar Nachman. The verse is not to be read, quote, and it came to pass 10 days after Jehovah afflicted Nabal, etc., etc. But
And it came to pass that Jehovah afflicted Nabal as men are afflicted during 10 days of penitence. Vayehi ka esaret hayamim. Vayegof Yahuwah et Nabal vayamot. For during the 10 days, esaret yamim, during the 10 days between New Year's Day, the Yom Teruah, and the Yom HaKippurim, and the Day of the Atonement, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, held off Nabal's death so that he might repent, but he did not repent. Consider the verse, gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with men of blood. Here today, Psalm Yizmor Kaf Wow, Psalm 26, he breaks the ninth verse. Al tesof, aima chatayim nafshi, wa aima anshe damim achayai. In the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 20 to 21, where it reads, bands of the Moabites, burying a man, cast the man in the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. Wayamata Elisha'a, Wayayika beruhu wa uage dude Moab Yabou Ba'aretzaba Shana. Here, 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 20, and Elisha died and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. Wayamat Elisha, Wayika beruhu Ua ge dude Moab Yabou Baaretz Ba Shana. Wayahiya Hema Kobrima Isha. Wihine Rau etaha geduda Wayayasha Lihua etaha Isha Big Ever Elisha. Wayeleka Wayayika Aha Isha Be Atsmota Elisha. Wayahiya Wayakam Ala Raglayo. Here, the fuller verse, 2 Kings, chapter 13, verse 21. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. Wayahiyahem kobrim ish. Wihine rau etaha geduda. Wayasha lichua etaha isha big ever Elisha. Wayeleka. Wayiga ha isha be atzamota Elisha. Wayahi. Wayakam al raglayo. It is taught that Haish, the man, did stand up on his feet. Wayakam al raglayo. And he stood al raglayo on his feet. But he never got home again. For he died and was buried in another sepulcher. Such was the strength of Elisha. Elisha. Elisha's tefillah. Elisha's prayer, hear, gather not my soul with sinners. Al te sofa ima chatayim nafshi. And who was Haish? Who was the man? He was the child of the Shunammite, of whom it is said, even in 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 18 to 20, when the child was grown, he went out to his father. And he said, Roshi, Roshi, my head, and then died, but was brought back to life by Elisha. Accordingly, when he died a second time, they cast him into the sepulchre of Elisha, that he might again be revived. And in truth, Bemet, he was revived and stood upon his feet, Wayakam al raglay. And forthwith died again. The third time that he died, they buried him in another sepulchre. And why did he finally die? Because He was a sinner. He was a Aka. As against him, the son of the widow of Zarephath. And here, Midrash no to Zarephath. Here, Midrash no. The woman in whose home in Zidon, Elijah lived, and whose son he brought back from the dead, according to 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8. So here, as against him, the son of the widow of Zarephath, that is to say, Yonah, the son of Amittai, was a completely righteous man, tzaddik. He was tried when the fish swallowed him, and was tried again in the depths of the sea. But he did not die, as Jonah chapter 2, verse 11 says. The Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited out Jonah up on the dry land, so that Jonah, while still alive, entered into his glory, into the Gan Ba'eden, into the Ganeta Eden, into the Garden of Delights, called the Garden of Eden. It came to pass after the 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. Here, Bereishis. Genesis chapter 7, verse 10. Here, Midrash note, further comment. This is for further comment on gather not my soul with sinners, al tesof, im chatayi nafshi. Here, Bereishis, Genesis chapter 7, verse 10. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth, even the earthly plain. Vayihiya le shiv'ata hayamim umei hamabul hayu al ha'aret. Rav Hoshaya said, this verse here, even a verse on Bereishis, and it came to pass after 7 days, Vayihi le shiv'ata hayamim, that the waters of the flood, Umei Hamabul, were up on the earth, Hayu al ha'aret. Rav Hoshaya said, this verse proves that during the 7 days of mourning for the righteous Methuselah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held off his judgment of the generation of the flood that they might repent, but they did not repent due to Shuba. Hence, Methuselah also prayed, gather not my soul with akas, with sinners, nor my life with men of blood. Alates sofa ima chataim nafshi, wa iman she damim achayai. That is, with the unrepentant men, with the men who don't do teshuva, have a change of mind, repent, who were to perish in the flood, in Hamabul. The phrase, even from Psalm 26, verse 10, in whose hands is craftiness, in whose hands is craftiness. Ashara bidehem zim, in whose hands. Ashara bidehem, in the yidehem, in their hands, bidehem, zim, craftiness, evil devices. Ashara bidehem zima. And here, Midrash note. For it is said, all flesh had corrupted. All flesh had corrupted. And their right hand is full of bribes. In the P.E., the printed edition has, and their right hand, the next part of the verse. We minam mala'ah. Shohad, bribes.